Welcome to the Salty Seas, Sifting Sand, and Starry Scars. This is the Corals and Coriolis podcast, and I'm Bruce Locksmith. I'm going to talk tonight about world cruise considerations. Comfort and compatibility on a cruise line and ship is primary idea. Take a pre-cruise to see if the environment and situation is right for you. You will be spending a long time on the ship. You will need to come to terms with the variety of its shows and staff. Port days versus sea days is an important thing to look at. An example that I have chosen was Princess Cruise Around the World that would have happened in 2021. 7 of the first 14 days were sea days to get from Los Angeles to Hawaii to the French Polynesian Islands in the South Pacific. This is the kind of grind that you will have to endure during your 111 days of that cruise around the world. The size of the ship matters. Big ships hold more people to find even more new friends during the long sojourn. However, the draught or depth that the ship needs to port precludes it from stopping next to the edge of many cities, industrial ports that may be an hour and a half ride from the city. Smaller ships can slip right up to the center of the city, and you can be in the heart of the action very quickly and walk to the fun. The budget. World cruises are expensive. Not everything is included in the payment of the actual sailing. Check to see what's included, because you will want to keep in mind the expenses that would be racked up by excursions, a drink package, Wi-Fi, roaming charges, spa, gambling, and shopping. And speaking of excursions, research each port. Do you use a cruise-provided one, or do you want to use independent services, or perhaps even use a self-explore option? Tender ports. The great hardship of tender ports is for those with mobility issues. This is a primary interest to keep in mind. Those with mobility will still need to spend extra time to get off the ship, thus losing precious time at the destination. Keeping the weight off. The dreaded words in modern life for many struggling with health issues sound so easy, but have a great amount of resistance. Diet and exercise. On a long cruise, this is an observed phenomenon. Eating controlled and health-oriented diet during your long-duration trip will be a step to avoid the cruise creep up in weight, and the other is a vigorous exercise regime that will burn calories that come on. And lastly, of course, a good bit of advice is use stairs every chance you get. Technology. Connecting through FaceTime or Zoom with family members ashore is an important way of keeping in touch and should not be dismissed to the whims of fate. Connectivity and the Wi-Fi hotspots on shore are important places to find, and the crew on board usually knows where these spots are in well-known ports. Beware the dreaded roaming charges if you can be mindful of them. You want the best cruise you can get for the commitment and time and money that you put forth. So study your options. To quote Gandalf in The Hobbit movie, when asked about an adventure, part of the answer was, "And you will not come back the same." Truly, one's eyes are opened by a global perspective in this phenomenon that would happen to most humanity. Higher education provides a good awakening, but a world cruise shows you all of humanity as it is at that time, and you come back more enriched, aware, and tolerant of those who share this small globe with the rest of us. This is Bruce Locksmith of Corals and Coriolis Podcast, and I bid you farewell for now.